It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day to you, and welcome to a winning, wonderific Wednesday. It's February the 22nd, Washington's birthday. In fact, I'll do this. For winning a Perkins gift card, you can call right now if you can tell me how old President George Washington would be today. How old would he be today if he was here? Call now, 702-298-1063, and I'll give you a $25 gift card to Perkins. How's that? Speak Out 2.0.
Hi, Larry. It's Wendy.
Okay, hold on just a second here, Wendy. My guest is on the phone, too, so hold on. A couple things to tell you about. Community concert comes on tomorrow night at Mojave High School. Well, more about that in a half hour when Julie Hassett is here in the studio. I do want to remind you that there is a Mardi Gras in Kingman on Saturday. Yes, 201 North 4th Street downtown, 6 o'clock, put on by the Chamber. Call them at 928-753-6253. And the 12th annual Taste of Bullhead is Saturday night, and it's themed Old Hollywood at the Chamber of Commerce in Bullhead, 6 p.m. Call the Chamber for tickets, 928-754-4121. All right, now we're going to switch and get into the studio. And not that I was out of the studio. And we're going to bring up our guest, Wendy, who is with Not My Kid. And today she is not in my studio, but she's on the phone. And Wendy, how are you?
Thank you, Larry. Hi, great. I'm good. How are you doing today?
Good. So tell us about what Not My Kid is.
Oh, Not My Kid is a youth behavioral health and wellness organization based out of Scottsdale. But I am the regional program manager for our area, and I live here in Topok. So I'm boots on the ground supporting services to our amazing youth in rural America.
Okay. So what are some of the things that you teach in the schools?
We do, we have prevention education in schools. So we do youth education, assembly or classroom training that build healthy coping skills, provide resources, and inspire positive life choices. We teach on a variety of subjects, drugs and alcohol, teen mental health, internet safety, bullying, vaping, stress and anxiety, healthy relationships. And we also do a life skills training, which is about a 7 to 10 day, depending on the age, prevention class in the school.
And then what schools are you teaching in our area?
We are currently doing life skills training for ninth grade at Mojave Accelerated at Malk. And we do also do the prevention presentations throughout Bullhead City and the surrounding area. We've been to Malk, obviously. We've been to Mojave Valley Junior High, Fox Creek, hoping to get to visit Mojave High School and River Valley High School soon, bringing prevention services to the county.
Great. Now, you don't cover the Kingman or Havasu area?
We do. Actually, we do. Thank you for asking. We have grant funding to expand to Mojave County now. So we are branching out. I am providing services for Lake Havasu, Kingman, Golden Valley. We can support the entire county, Mojave County. But right now our focus for me is the areas that we've broadened out to: Lake Havasu, Kingman, Golden Valley. I have been to Peach Springs. doing the community outreach there through the Mojave County Street Team. So that's been really exciting.
Explain the street team.
Oh, the street team is really wonderful. The street team was created by Danny Lagana with Department of Public Health. She created an old-fashioned street team health. It's a health fair, like a pop-up health fair in all the rural communities. So she has a list of us who come. We all come, different organizations, Arizona Youth Partnership, WICDOS, Child Care Resources Referral, Southwest Behavioral, West Care, MSTEP, there's quite a few mixed up. There's quite a few organizations that are on the team. And so we pick sites, or Danny coordinates sites in different rural communities. So last month we were in Topok, in my little town, which was fun. We go to Golden Valley, we go to Lake Havasu, we go to Kingman, we go to Peach Springs, we go to Dolan Springs. She coordinates that for us on a monthly basis, so that's really exciting. This March, our March event is going to be held simultaneously during our Discover You Be True Teen Resource Fair, which is on Friday, March 3rd.
So is Bowhead City and Kingman and Havasu too big for this program?
For the
street team?
Oh, no.
Oh, because all the areas you mentioned are smaller than our cities.
That's true. Well, we do go to Bullhead also. The street team has been to the senior center there on train.
Oh.
We've been there several times. And so every month we try to be in a different city and we rotate. So just to bring resources to rural communities. And Bullhead to us is also rural. You know, we're smaller than Phoenix, of course.
Right.
Where that's generally where there's a lot more healthcare resources in larger cities. So our rural communities, it takes a little bit longer to get to places, the things that we need. Sometimes we have to go to Las Vegas or Phoenix for healthcare. And so what's really great about the street team is we go and we set up, you know, vendor tables. And with all of the information for each organization has for the community, and the community comes and, you know, they can collect whatever information for each organization that would work for them.
Okay. So it's kind of set up as a little fair then?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Kind of like the Kiwanis Kids Expo. You stole my idea.
Exactly. it wasn't me, but great minds, you know, the highest form of a compliment you can get is when somebody copies you.
Exactly. Exactly. Years ago when I was at the fire department, I made a smoke detector magnet, just a little bit bigger than a 50-cent piece. And within 6 months, the city of Phoenix stole my idea.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And so it's always a compliment when a bigger department steals your idea. Because I had taken them to one of our state meetings and passed them out. And there was a couple of people there from Phoenix, Linda three or four people from Phoenix. And they all took them back. And within a month, they had them made. So you're right. It is a great compliment. So now... Oh, okay. Lori Duggins is texting me. you're going to be at the Kiwanis Kids Expo, which comes up on the 25th of next month. What will you be displaying or passing out at that event?
For Not My Kid, I will have resources for our prevention education, our peer programs, and our behavioral health programs for the youth. And we service 5th grade through 12th grade, but we also have a peer support program that will benefit 18 to 24-year-olds.
Oh, okay.
So I have information about all of our programs. I have some swag. And I always have a little bit of candy, Larry. You got to have a little bit of candy.
Okay, I'm going to have to remember to stop by your booth.
Yes.
So I can grab some candy.
We're really excited about our Discover You Be True Teen Resource Fair, which is coming up on Friday, March 3rd. Not My Kid partnered with Danny Lagana, the Youth Health Initiative coordinator for Mojave County Department of Public Health, and the two of us brainstormed a teen resource fair. It's going to be held at Anderson Fieldhouse.
Okay.
On March 3rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And our focus is teens, but there's going to be something for the entire family there. It's going to be a resource fair like the street team. They will be there set up. But also we are going to be concentrating on healthcare, prevention education, peer support healthcare education, and then actual education like colleges and high schools, and then career opportunities. So we're really looking forward to that, because along with the healthcare resource booths, we will have River Valley High School, Arizona State University, Lake Havasu, and Mojave Community College will be there talking about post-graduation for our seniors. What can you, where can you go? If you want to go to Arizona State University and be in Lake Havasu, you can still live locally. Or if you want to go to Mojave Community College, what they have to offer graduating seniors or even high school students, they do have dual enrollment.
Okay. And that's Be True to Your Teen Resource Fair, right?
That'll be at the Discover You Be True Teen Resource Fair, yes.
And what's the times at Anderson Fieldhouse on Friday the 3rd?
10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And is that going to be upstairs or downstairs?
Downstairs in the concourse. We're going to fill the entire concourse with resource booths. We will also have an education time there. So there'll be two classrooms. We'll have at 10:30 a.m. we will have a teen workshop with Zion Givens. He will talk about substance use to teens. And at 10:30, simultaneously, there will be a parent workshop with Carrie Postella talking about understanding personal trauma ourselves as parents or caretakers. And then at 12:30, Zion will teach the youth about bullying, and Carrie will talk about how our personal trauma affects our parenting styles and how we can be better parents in spite of our own issues that we grow up with sometimes.
Would you be able to have some bullying information at your booth at the Kids Expo?
Yes, indirectly, not a specific flyer, but we do have, yes.
Okay. The reason I ask is because I think every parent worries, that maybe their child at school is the bully,
Absolutely.
And I would hope that there are tips in there that would show parents or wake up parents or make them realize that maybe your child does have an issue at school, that would show the items and things that the child does at home that would give the parent that clue.
That does, absolutely, absolutely. And when we do provide adult presentations for parents, guardians, anybody that's an adult that's in a youth's life, when we do have the subject of bullying, and we do talk to the parents about the signs and things to look for and what you can do if your child is being bullied, but then also if your child is the bully.
Right.
That's also a factor.
Well, good, because hopefully we'll get some parents in the Bullhead area that will, be a part of other groups and want those presentations.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Yeah. All right, Wendy, let us take a break. We're going to come back in just a few minutes and continue to talk with you till the bottom of the hour. And then we have
Perfect.
Julie Hassett stopping in. So hold on just a minute. I mentioned a few minutes ago, call right now if you can tell me how old George Washington would be today. 702-298-1063. If you can calculate that out and Google what year he was born, and then you can win a $25 gift card to Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara, East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Barron Services, family-owned and operated on the Colorado River since 1991. A family business with high standards. Barron Services supports our Boys and Girls Club, Rotary Club, and many other civic organizations. Barron Services believes in quality, experience, and family. Barron Services are experts in security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in landscape installation, home or commercial. Experts in pest solutions, home and commercial. Barron Services, Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Needles. 758-5499.
Why pay for storage when you can own your own building? Hi, this is Robert with the Shed Guys, your locally owned and operated portable building specialist. We have the right size shed for your storage requirements. We have many styles, sizes, and models for your pre-built shed. Come see the selection. I'll be happy to show you around. 5160 Highway 95, south of Walmart, Fort Mojave. Or call me, 928-758-7224.
For value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See your movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Loftland Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by TWN Communications. Yes, there are 13,000 connections out there available right now. If you think you live in the market or the area, you already have MEC, and you think maybe you could get TWN, call them and find out. 888-227-2095. You can call them up and say, here's where I live. And they'll say, oh, it's on your street. Let's hook you up. Or they'll say, oh, we're one street over. We'll be there in March, you know. You can also go on that website, TWN.com/Mojave. But let me tell you something. I've had TWN for almost a year. I have never called them to say something's not working. Isn't that great? Yeah, I've never called them. And that fiber speed, you don't know how fast it is. And my wife, I get her a new computer for her birthday, which is next week. And, of course, I already gave it to her. Come on. I'm a guy. And she says all the time, oh, this is so fast. And, mine's a little old, but yeah. So if you want fast, reliable internet, call 888-227-2095. Get the fiber internet from TWN Communications. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for food and shopping. Downstairs, we got the ice cream store. We got the restaurants open. We got upstairs, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. That's always a good place to eat. Then we have the Levi's store to the Vitamin World. You can eat your vitamins. The Boot Barn to the Pendleton store and more, plus five businesses on the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. Pro Fit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. The healthiest breakfast, the healthiest lunch, and the healthiest dinner around on the river. If you want to eat healthy in 2023 because you think you want to lose weight or you just want to feel better, go to Pro Fit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall. Check it out. Have a lunch there and just wait for Eric to come out and say, how was it? You know, because he does. He makes rounds all the time. ProFit Kitchen in Riverview Mall, and you can go on the web and order your food, and some people order their meals for an entire week. Go to ProFit Kitchen, you have to spell it right, KITCHIN.com. And also ask about catering services. They can cater birthday parties, big parties. They catered the Lions Club meet bingo last week, and there was probably 300 people in a room. So any size catering job. Call Profit Kitchen. Mojave Electric Cooperative continues to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants available for educators to purchase materials, equipment, and or supplies, and for any kind of a special project. Submissions can be accepted from teachers in the schools in the MEC service territory up until March 17th. So you're running out of time, okay? Applications are available at MojaveElectric.com or call MEC at 928-763-1100. And I bet they could email you an application. All right, we're back on the phone with Wendy from Not My Kid. Now, my first question is going to be, why is Not My Kid, the N is not capitalized?
Not My Kid. I think that's a very good question. I'm going to answer that without knowing the actual reason. But I think it's the misconception that parents that are, you know, involved and they have good, you know, values, they take their kids to, you know, their sporting church, and the parents that are trying to be proactive parents, there's this misconception that my kid would never do any drugs or get, you know, do anything wrong because I'm a good, healthy parent.
Right.
So it's like, no, every single person, every youth, everybody is susceptible to some kind of healthy or unhealthy behavior and getting caught in the wrong crowd or being the wrong crowd. And so with the my capitalized, it's like not my kid.
Right.
Like my kid is perfect.
Okay.
Which, a misconception because, and so the company was founded over 20 years ago by a very, you know, a wonderful couple in Scottsdale that, you know, did all the right things. And they realized that if my child who has the support at the home, can fall into, you know, drugs and addiction, then how many other of our peers, how many other families are not saying anything because they're embarrassed because, you know, for whatever reason. So they created Not My Kid to support families and saying, it's okay that we tried to do the best for our kids, but our kids are, you know, they have free will and they're going to be susceptible and let's help each other.
Right. So now another question I have for you, when you're in the classroom, especially with the ninth graders that are the teenagers that think they know everything, are they acceptable to your lesson plans?
Absolutely. We do the Botvinns Life Skills, which is an evidence-based curriculum. And the speakers, the teachers that I have come in are, they're trained on the curriculum themselves, but they're also, younger. So they're a little bit cooler than me, Larry. I mean, I know I'm, you know, the generation gap is a little smaller. And so they have a really great way of identifying with the youth and listening to them, and it's actually a very positive experience.
Okay.
Everybody, you know, but you're gonna plant seeds, and,
right?
And you know, you may see it come to fruition or not, you know.
Okay. And my last question for you before we go, I have to ask: who funds Not My Kid? Who pays for all this?
Yes, we are grant-funded. In Bullhead City, we have a generous grant from the Legacy Foundation, the Tri-State Office, to do prevention and peer support, which is wonderful. And then we have a grant from the Department of Justice for our outside line. We have an ESSER grant, Blue Cross Blue Shield. There's several grant funders that fund us.
Okay. If parents have a question and they want to get in touch with you or some of your educators, how do they do that?
Oh, right on our website, notmykid.org, there is an information they can, whatever topic they're looking for or interested in, they can click and it says more information and it'll come right to me. If it's from our area, it'll get filtered to me to talk to them about, absolutely. And even schools, if they want to schedule you know, services, they can also do that. Everything's really streamlined on our website, which is great.
Okay, Wendy, thank you so much.
Okay, Can I, real quick, I want to do a shout out to our sponsors for the Discover You Be True Teen Fair.
Go right ahead.
Bullhead City, Anderson Ford, generously sponsored our event, the Concours. Anderson Fieldhouse gave us a great discount for being a nonprofit, but there was some cost associated with the meeting room, and Anderson Ford did take care of us there, and also Dot Booth has been a generous helper.
Okay, and that's 10 to 2 Friday the 3rd at Anderson Fieldhouse.
Yes.
Okay, please, Wendy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Larry. Have a great day.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with Julie Hassett. Hey, thanks for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, if you have a question for our guest, is 702-298-1063. Write that down, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Memories of 2020 bring stress. In 2022, bring your stress to the Laughlin Ranch Spa in Bullhead City. The spa at Laughlin Ranch is stress relief central. Start with a sauna or steam room. Then there is a nice, relaxing massage, consistently sanitized after each customer. The spa at Laughlin Ranch includes salon services, nails trimmed, shined, or filled, facials, and more. Ask about float pads. Make your appointment, 928-754-4050.
Start the new year right by joining Mojave Electric Cooperative's Operation Roundup. Operation Roundup is a program for members who want to help other members in our community by donating to From the Heart with River Fund. When you sign up to participate, your electric bill is rounded up to the next whole dollar amount. Simply call our member service office at 928-763-1100. Once again, that's 928-763-1100. Stretch your pennies. Let them work for your neighbors and your community.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Saturday, February 25th is the Rise Up Men's Summit at Abundant Grace Church in Havasu. The Rise Up event is a day of brotherhood and fellowship. The event features business entrepreneur and inspirational speaker Travis Harden, award-winning sports commentator and journalist Chris Broussard, and others. Rise up and declare a new day in Christian fellowship and brotherhood. Register online at cmn.men or at abundantgracelhc.com for the Rise Up Men's Summit at Abundant Grace Church in Havasu, February 25th.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. And no, it's not Freddie Mercury and Queen, but stick around. We're going to tell you who it is in just a moment. He's going to keep the music up. I do want to remind you that Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, plus experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. If you need fire alarms, security alarms, pest solutions, or a brand new pool, call Barron's at 928-758-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, if you want to enter the world of healthcare, let them help you for free. Well, kind of. They're going to pay you to work at Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and then they're going to train you at the same time how to be a certified nursing assistant. All while you're being paid, and you can't beat that. And the certificate is through MCC, so you get that certification. And when you get the certification, you make more money. Yeah. Great first step into nursing, into healthcare. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Shed Guys, yes, locally owned and operated, delivering pre-built portable buildings. You pick your size, you pick your windows you want, the door, the porch, ramps, all these things. You can see the selection today at 5169 Highway 95, just north of Walmart in Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, actually. And you can also call Robert there at 928-758-7224. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, they're delivering the butcher block, yeah, breakfast Hearty Man's combo, or steak quesadilla, or country fried steak and eggs, yes, for lunch and dinner, or remind you that breakfast is served all day long, but for lunch or dinner, you can have topped sirloins, steak topped with garlic butter and mashed potatoes and veggies, yeah, all at Perkins in Bullhead City. All right, now in the studio, Julie, put the microphone right in front of your mouth, and go ahead and bring that down, put that microphone in front of your mouth, and now we're going to talk to Julie Hassett, who happens to be in charge of our community concerts.
I am the president.
The president.
Well, the highly esteemed president.
You see, Terry Sponder put a note up here. You see this?
Yeah.
What's that say?
Larry Tuna, President, CEO, and founder of Speak Out 2.0.
There you go.
Well, yay.
So now you know who you're talking to.
Yeah. The other. Yeah. Well, it just means I get to do a lot of work.
Yeah. And of course.
And I don't mind, though. I love it. You know, I'm passionate about the stuff that I do. And I started about 22 years ago when I instigated the student outreach programs because I questioned the existing board of Colorado River Concerts, what do you do for kids? And they said nothing. And so can I try it? And so I never quit.
And you've been doing it for 22 years.
Yeah.
How many people are on your board?
I think we have 10 now.
Oh, up to 10?
Yeah.
There's been times when it's been just you.
No, that's not true.
No?
No.
Okay.
We usually always take several board members to Nashville to do our music selection.
Right.
I might have told you that one year nobody could go except me.
Okay.
And that was really, I don't like to make the choices all myself when we select our music. I'd rather have people there with me. And, in fact, this year we're finally going back after the pandemic to Nashville to do our music selection. So it looks like we're going to have about 7 or 8 people going with us to Nashville. And I appreciate having the board and other people give opinions.
Right.
Because I don't like the whole responsibility of doing it myself.
I don't blame you. And you brought with you today the artist for tomorrow night.
I brought Terry Barber with
me.
And my amazing international countertenor who will be singing Mercury tomorrow night, the music and story of Queen's frontman, Freddie Mercury.
Hello.
Welcome.
There.
Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
And today you were at Mojave High School, and you were working with the choir?
That's good. Yeah, true. With the kids, it's work that Julie and I both really agree is really important, and also it's just super fun for me to, whether I'm just exposing the next generation to culture or actually working with kids who are involved in the performing arts, it's just really rewarding, and I love it.
So when you walk into Mojave High today and you say, I do Queen music, did any of the kids know who Queen was?
Well, the thing is, that some of these songs are so internationally famous. In fact, you know, according to Sony, they did a poll of people from 66 countries. We Are the Champions is the world's favorite song. So, I mean, if you've been to a sports event, then you've heard We Will Rock You or We Are the Champions. You've heard these songs all the time. There's so many great hits that they may not even know that they're Queen or who Freddie Mercury is. But they are, you know, most people in our culture are familiar with Somebody to Love and Bohemian Rhapsody, and there's just so many hits. So,
did you find that today with the students?
For sure, yeah. They actually had been prepared on 2 of the 3 songs that they're joining me, but the other one,
Oh, you just told it.
The other one, they didn't know they were doing it until today, and most of them just opened their mouths and started singing it.
Terry sent the music ahead to the choir director months ago, so they've been rehearsing. They know what it is they need, and Terry just came on to fine-tune it, inspire them, teach them about what is a countertenor, and answer their questions about music, but we had a great two-hour, amazing time with them.
Good.
Yeah.
So now tomorrow night you're going to have the choir in the background singing?
For three songs, yes.
Wow.
Not really in the background, but when you come, you'll see.
Okay.
So they're going to be in the foreground, really.
Now, you said last night on a city council meeting that it might be sold out.
We're almost. Yeah, it's very close. So if you want tickets, go to crconcerts.com, or we'll still have a few available at the box office tomorrow. The box office opens at 6 p.m. at Mojave High School Auditorium. And also student tickets are only available at the box office, 18 years and under, $5.
Right. Queen is the best-selling music of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Topping the Beatles?
Yes.
Really?
Isn't that surprising?
Yeah, that does surprise me.
Yeah.
Oh, you asked, Larry, you asked if kids are familiar with Queen. Okay, so one of the kids had seen Adam Lambert in the performing the Queen show and said it was amazing. I wish I could have seen it. I'm sure it was really cool.
He's got a tremendous voice.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so do you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yes.
It was similar vocal range to Freddie, and so a lot of people have asked me to sing this music for a long time. And I grew up listening to the Greatest Hits album in particular, and we're covering most of those songs plus some other stuff. So,
but you performed in Bullhead City before, right?
This is my third time, and Julie is someone that I'm very fond of. She's an amazing woman, and so we hang out as friends separately, and then I also just love coming here to perform.
So I met Terry, I guess it was 2011, and we hired him to do his show, which at the time was called Classical for Everyone. And it was a wonderful show to get people familiar with classical music and not to be afraid of, you know, don't be afraid of it.
Right.
Because I think a lot of people are, and I think they're intimidated by classical music. And Terry can share more about that. But when he was here then, at that time, doing a concert, and he did an outreach for students, you know, he sings in many languages and did that for the students. I proposed that he come back and do a show in our, at that time, newly opened St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church.
Oh.
And I knew that he had done a show called The History of Western Sacred Music.
Okay.
So I proposed it to Father Peter Dabrowski at the time, who approved it. And we had a beautiful show in the church when it was first opened.
And that room is gigantic.
Oh, believe me. It was dark. And as Terry walked down the dark aisle with the candle and singing Kyrie Eleison as the lights went up, it was like you got goosebumps. It was so beautiful. It was awesome.
How long ago was that?
Well, I think it must have been 2013.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe, right. Or 14. I don't know. It's all been right. A while. But Terry always loved the music of Freddie Mercury. And so over the years, as we remained friends since we met many years ago, he always wanted to do this show.
Wow.
And he created this show called Mercury. And I went to see it in Tucson in December 2019, the beautiful historic Fox Theater, and I said, this is brilliant. I want this show in Bullhead City. Well, then the pandemic shut us down for 22 months. So this was our first opportunity to get back on track and bring this show to our community. It's a little different, you know, than things we've done, but I feel like it's, like Terry said, there's something for everyone, and I don't know if he said it like that, but I mean, Queen music reaches all ages. You know, I volunteer at the senior campus. I've talked to so many people that are coming, you know, they're older than me, and they love it, you know, and they're very excited about it. And I said, well, you know, it's kind of like a rock show. It's going to be a little loud. They don't care. They're very excited, and I think it's a show that reaches all ages, just like, the 15-year-old saw Adam Lambert. So.
Right.
In addition to performing all these hit songs that everyone knows, you know, You're My Best Friend and, you know, the ones I mentioned, but there are just so many hits, you know, hit after hit and songs that everyone loves. My goal is actually to help the audience get to know Freddie a little bit. So I started out by reading five biographies about him. My master's is in historically informed performance. So
holy cow!
what the audience will hear is some stories, but also some of his actual words, quotes, so they can kind of get into his brain a little bit and understand him a little better. Even though I'm not really impersonating him, and the band is really just delivering our best versions of these kind of famous songs, you know, the songs that made him famous, my goal is that people will walk away with a different understanding of who he was as a person, and kind of what was going on when these songs were written, what they're about.
Good. Fabulous. Now, where do you normally live?
Near New York.
Near New York, okay. So you travel the whole country and put this show on?
I'm only performing on the planet Earth at this point.
Just anywhere, huh?
No, just anywhere they pay me.
Oh. Oh, but wait, now let's just say Terry's been all over the world. I mean, when he was, he sings. I had to correct myself. I thought he only sang in 14 languages. It's actually 17 now so far. You know, he's performed in Moscow's Svetlana Hall, London's Royal Albert Hall, Carnegie Hall. He's performed all over the world, and he has an amazing voice. He's been everywhere. I love hearing his stories of travel. We compare stuff, and where do you want to go next? And I don't know. It's just fun. But he would go anywhere, anybody that wants him to bring this show. But actually, he has other shows. He has other amazing shows I've seen. He does the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, which just wonderful music that everybody loves. And in
there's
fact,
a real difference between Webber and Queen.
That's true, although I have to say, when you look at Lloyd Webber, as far as a composer, you can hear that there is the traditional kind of Broadway sound. There's some things he's written that sound almost like classical, really. And then he's got some things that are very rock-driven, like Jesus Christ Superstar, School of Rock. So there are definitely some rock things in there. I mean, I love singing the Judas parts from Jesus Christ Superstar, and that's as close to Freddie Mercury as Lloyd Webber will get.
Oh, and speaking of that, yes. Let me just give a shout-out for Mojave High School Drama is going to be presenting Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat in April.
I wish they would
So we all have
stuff.
To go. Okay?
Right.
We all have to
speaking
go.
Of Lloyd Webber, right?
Yes, yeah. Speaking of that.
And
let me get the dates.
We want to thank Cameron Pruitt for the work that he did to prepare the students that are in the show tomorrow night. He's going to be conducting a few of the pieces to just make sure we're all staying together and on track.
And who's Cameron?
Cameron
is
Pruitt
teacher?
Is the, yeah, he's
oh,
the
okay.
Mojave High Choir Director.
Oh, okay.
And he has an amazing choir, don't you think?
Yeah, they're doing wonderfully.
I mean, he has several choirs. This is one of his amazing choirs.
Yeah, getting them out of their shells at this age. I mean, I think high school is not as my kids are in junior high, so that's the worst. But high school, you know, they're starting to kind of be comfortable with themselves and say, you know what, I can take a risk. And Freddie Mercury was all about taking risks, let's say it. I mean, he was out there. There was nothing – he wasn't shy, that's for sure. So that's what I was trying to communicate to them a little bit is, like, you know, big gestures and really emotional and involved and over the top is kind of where we're going to start.
Wow. That's where we're going to start the show, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that should be fabulous. So it's tomorrow night at Mojave High School. The ticket booth opens at
6 p.m.
And then the show starts at
7 p.m.
Okay.
It's a rock show. It's a party.
Yeah.
Open seating. So if you have a favorite seat,
Get there early.
Yeah. We also have our raffle, which we hope you'll buy some raffle tickets for, and we have wonderful prizes, and all the money goes toward putting on these student outreach shows that we do.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What's your raffle items?
Okay, let's see. I knew you were going to ask me that, and I'm thinking, okay, I should have brought that paper.
This is a talk show.
All right. Okay, so let's see. Crossroads Family Dental gave this amazing Love Your Teeth basket. It's worth $450. It has one of those water pick things that cleans your teeth.
Yeah.
It has a gift certificate for dental care. I don't know. It has a bunch of really good stuff in it, awesome stuff. Let me see. Leo from Rock to Heart Art donated his custom-made heart necklace out of this awesome stone. He creates everything heart-shaped out of stone. Terry Skinner and Steve donated a gift card to Outback Steakhouse, $50.
Okay,
I'm gonna.
So you got some good prizes.
Oh yeah, we do seven good prizes. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
George Smith donated. He does eye sharpen shears, so he donated his a $40 gift certificate for his services and a really cool buck knife.
Oh wow.
Golfing, we have golf from Riverview Golf Resort.
Okay.
We have a lot of good stuff.
All right.
And it all goes, I know I always tell everyone, buy some tickets, even if you don't win, you're a winner because you're helping our kids in the community.
Right.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and wrap this up and talk some more. By the way, tomorrow on the Paula Voice Show, it was going to be sound advice, but now it's going to be Roger Galloway, Mojave County Public Information Officer, and then at 11:30, Lake Havasu City leadership is going to talk about bands and brews coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back. You'd be a vision in white.
No need for a drive-thru, no more cold cereal. More and more people are enjoying breakfast at ProFit Kitchen, serving fresh veggie omelets, avocado toast, freshly made granola, or a fiesta burrito. Only at ProFit Kitchen in Bullhead City. Let Chef Eric and crew make your healthy breakfast when you order it. Healthy, filling, and great tasting. You can even order a week of breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Pick them up each day or all at one time. ProFit Kitchen's full breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu on their website, ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com.
When was the last time your home or business heating system was serviced by professionals? It's time now to prepare and have your heating system serviced to last during our chilly season. You don't want your system to fail or break down on a cold winter night. Arizona Comfort Solutions can service your heating system and keep you, your family, or employees warm. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Stay warm. 928-758-2400.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001855.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, a hearty man's breakfast combo or steak quesadillas or country fried steak and eggs for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Or how about top sirloin steak topped with garlic butter, mashed potatoes, and veggies? Add mushroom, shrimp, soup, or salad. Or try the steak and pepper skillet. It's yummy. Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. The Mojave Health Coalition presents the second annual Family Health Fair at MCC's Bullhead City campus. The event features providers, local resources, and healthy lifestyle presentations starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday, February 25th. Beads and Bling, It's a Mardi Gras Thing, is a fundraiser presented by the Kingman Chamber. It's set for Saturday, February 25th at 6 p.m. The gala features live music, Cajun cuisine, and Mardi Gras fun. Tickets are available online at KingmanChamber.com. The Parker Veterans Stand Down is scheduled for Friday, March 10th, starting at 9 a.m. at VFW Post 7061 on Hopi Avenue. There's help for vets with legal aid, housing, employment, and more. The Needles Chamber announces its Lucky Greens Golf Tournament is set for March 18th. Call Jessica, 760-326-2050 to register.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. You're hearing a little bit of the program tomorrow night at Mojave High School. So make sure you get your tickets, get there early. Speak Out Each and Every Day 2.0 is brought to you by East West Financial Services, helping you plan retirement. Yeah, if you're planning on retiring this year, call 928-888-9828 and sit down with Jack Mafara for absolutely nothing. Cost you, it's free. He's got offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. Call and make an appointment and go ask him all the questions you have about retirement planning. 928-888-9828. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Are you a little chilly out there? Guess what? It's going to be chillier in the next couple days. How about your home or your office? In Bullhead City and Needles, people call Arizona Comfort Solutions. Let them take care of your comfort tools, your thermostat, your furnace, your heater, your heat pump. They can do it all. Everybody in Bullhead City and Needles calls Arizona Comfort Solutions at 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yes, plan to join your friends at Laughlin Ranch on Friday, March 31st for an evening outdoor concert with the Sound of the Eagles. Yes, get your tickets now for the Eagles Tribute Band outdoors under the stars. General admission $50. First come, first serve. VIP services, and that means they're going to feed you and bring you beverages to your seat, $100, and an after party. All the information is available at LaughlinRanch.com. And you can buy tickets there, too. Wow. So your band plays all the music and you do all the singing.
That's right. And I also, you know, wrote the show and cast it and kind of direct it. But this is my – that was like the eighth tour program that I put together, mostly for the U.S. and Canada. I have a ninth one that's coming out. It's called Element Trio. It's a modern three tenors singing group.
Oh, wow. So you're going to bring more singers in besides yourself.
That's right. Three guys in that group. And we kind of do what you would expect from the three tenors, but also kind of some modern takes on three-part singing for songs by Sting, Kansas, Journey. So lots of, more kind of current hits, too.
Okay. Wow. So how long have you been performing?
Oh, my. Since I was really young, I started private voice lessons at 7, and then I was the title role in an opera at 9 in a professional company, a Christmas operetta called Amal and the Night Visitors. So Amal is a boy soprano, and that was my first gig.
Wow.
And then at 9, yeah.
Gee.
Then I did my master's in music in England and my undergraduate degree at Northwestern University.
Oh, okay. So why did you choose England?
Because I wanted to go into the British Music Library and get the original scores of Handel and Purcell in my hands on handmade paper and see the roots of music there, where you could really speak from authority about how things were done in that era. And I was an expert in Baroque music and did a lot of work with early music groups as I entered into the professional world.
You don't want to just sing the songs. You want to know.
That's right. I'm kind of a music nerd.
Well, that's not a nerd, but that's a lot of research and a lot of
technical. It is, but I want to assure your audience, my concerts are not a lecture. It's not an educational tool. It's more it's entertainment driven.
Right.
But as I go to perform a song like, Bohemian Rhapsody, most people have heard that song a lot of times, so they might not know that it's really kind of, even though he never confirmed it, his bandmates and his friends agreed that was about Freddie coming out, that he was saying he was killing his former self and apologizing to his mother for just really becoming his true self.
Right.
So there's a lot of, if you listen to, the songs with context and understand what it's about, like why did Brian May write The Show Must Go On? Well, Freddie was performing that as he was struggling with his health. And so there was a lot of context for them, about like, hey, we're just going to keep doing this. He just wanted to do it and do it and do it for as long as he could.
Wow.
So, and he didn't live to be my age. So
I know, that's interesting, huh?
Yeah. He was incredibly
and probably died a millionaire.
Yeah, oh yeah. And yeah. He gave the lion's share of his estate to his female partner, Mary Austin, and he also asked her to disperse his ashes. So what kind of relationship did they have?
Wow.
Yeah. That was very close, obviously.
Okay. Julie, anything else to add since you've been bouncing in and out of the studio?
Well, I had to attend to the production of the because our sound engineer had all his equipment in a trailer in a storage center, and they had high winds in Las Vegas last night, and the iron gate blew down in front. And they were trying to get a tow truck to move it. So he said he just wanted to let me know everything's done and he's on the way.
Okay.
Yes, she's the
stuff happens. Stuff happens.
All right.
Yes, people don't realize what it takes for that
to put on
for that moment. Yeah, for the downbeat.
All right, we're out of time. If you have questions, call Julie, 727-9100.
Can I say one more thing?
Quickly.
Okay.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.